In the first reading today, we have this beautiful call to repentance from the Lord through the prophet Hosea. The Lord calling his people to return back to him. And the Lord gives a pattern, a template for what that should look like. Even saying that these are the kinds of words that you should offer, and those words need to match up with your heart. And then in response to that, when that happens, the Lord then makes this beautiful promise. We hear it throughout the Old Testament, throughout the prophets. It's this promise of just total restoration. And the Lord often uses nature, the created world, as the outward kind of sign of what the deep heart level spiritual restoration can look like. And so we have the Lord saying, I'm going to be like the dew upon you. You're going to blossom like the lily. You'll be like the cedar tree that its roots are striking out deep, but whose shoots are also going out toward the sky. Splendor like the olive tree, fragrant like the cedar, blossoming like a vine. All of that, the Lord says, that's what I want to make of you when you return to me. And then he says toward the end of the reading, because of me, you bear fruit. And so the return, the repentance that brings them back, that brings us back to the Lord, that puts us in a place to allow the Lord to work. And when the Lord says, because of me, you bear fruit, that's just an Old Testament prefiguring of the words that Jesus will speak. I am the vine. You are the branches. Apart from me, you can do nothing. You can't do it without me. And this is the whole story of salvation. Adam and Eve leaving the Lord, thinking that they could do it on their own. But that life apart from God is barren. It is sterile. It does not bear fruit. There's no life there. Only in that return back to the Lord. The opening prayer today captures that same thing. We prayed that the Lord would pour grace into our hearts so that we might be constantly drawn away from unruly desires, drawn away from that, and then it said, and obey by your own gift the heavenly teaching that you give us. So this beautiful thing, we have the commandments in the gospel, the prayer is saying, Lord, this way of living is your gift, but also it's your gift to be able to live it out. We cannot live it out without your help. And this is the whole huge difference between the old covenant. Moses gave the law to the people from the Lord, but the commandments on stone did not contain in them the power to observe them. St. Paul knew that, and that's why Paul sometimes in this really dramatic way says that the law is death, because it told us what to do, but it didn't give us the power to be able to do it. Like, what worse place could we have been in? Pentecost is the giving of the new law with power to observe it. Pentecost Sunday for the church commemorated in its Jewish roots the giving of the law on Sinai, but the huge difference now is in Jesus, power is being given to live it out. And that's the utter newness in Christ. The law without power, the new law with the power that's not our own. And that's what the readings are giving to us today. Because of me, you bear fruit. So let's pray and ask the Lord for that grace today to be able just to really make that radical surrender to him, to acknowledge, Lord, I can't live this out without your grace at all. And on this Friday of Lent, if anywhere in these days of Lent any self-reliance has crept in where we think, like, oh, I think I've got this on my own, just, Lord, humble me, remind me that it's only because of you that I can bear fruit.